Today, we remember 30-year-old Brian Smith, who was killed in Iraq earlier this month. Brian Smith always wanted to be on the front line, so he left his job as a lawyer and enlisted in the Army. He was heading a convoy for tanks driving 50 miles west of Baghdad when he was shot and killed by a sniper. From member station KERA in Dallas, Catherine Cuellar has Lieutenant Smith's story.
Brian Smith was always riveted by the military. As a three-year-old, he had his own set of Army fatigues with his name emblazoned on the pocket. Growing up, Brian loved watching war documentaries on the History Channel. Like many kids, he built scale model tanks, which his father, Bill Smith, proudly shows at the family's kitchen table.
Brian was always interested in evolution of mechanized armor, and he always had a fascination with it. That one's called King Tiger, and this is a model of a tiger.
There was also a long tradition of military service in Brian's family, dating back to the American Revolution. Brian's curiosity grew through college, where he studied war from the Greco-Roman Empire through the present day.
He's the only kid I ever knew that came out of the University of Texas with a degree in history and had a suit of armor.
Brian's suit of armor symbolized another great love in his life, the Society for Creative Anachronism, a group that celebrates medieval culture by dressing up and role-playing at elaborate tournaments and banquets. Through the SCA, Brian met his future wife, Kathleen Carroll, and according to Brian's mother, Linda Smith, the society had a major impact on her son.
When Brian, from the time he was born until he left the house, he did not care what he had on his back as far as his clothing was concerned. But when he started with this SCA, he was so picky, so particular. Everything had to be just so.
In fact, Brian's mother says making his ornate period costumes became an important family activity.
His father is a hunter, and he would go out and kill a couple of deer. Sounds odd, but we'd have the hides tanned, and then I would make Brian outfits out of white-tailed deer leather. So it was fun.
While playing a knight in armor was exciting for Brian, the life of a lawyer wasn't. After a few years of civil practice in Austin, Brian, his parents said, became somewhat disenchanted with the legal profession. He was glad to use his expertise to help friends, often for free, but the daily grind bored him. After 9/11, he was eager to serve. So, in January of 2003, Brian enlisted.
I'm not sure that the Army quite knew what to do with him.
In Iraq, Brian was part of the 1st Battalion, 34th Armor Division, based in Fort Riley, Kansas. He was the commander of four frontline Abrams tanks when he was killed. He was fixing his tank when a sniper shot him, and that, his father says, shows the kind of person he was.
Here's a young man who comes into the Army and he has nothing to gain and everything to lose. He's a lawyer, he's a college graduate, he's married, and he's a second lieutenant, listening to a captain who's probably 5 years younger than he is.
Second Lieutenant Brian Smith is survived by his parents, his wife KC, and his sister Erin. Lieutenant Smith was cremated with his copy of the urban fantasy book Someplace to Be Flying by Charles DeLint and a bottle of Dave's Insanity Hot Sauce. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Cuellar in Dallas.